I can't remember what it
was. Okay, you'll have to quiz him on it later.
Yeah.
Isn't he working at a service station now?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't laugh at that.
I'm not laughing at that.
Yeah,
it's very true.
Yeah. It's a really awful world to be put in. Oh, yeah, it's really awful after graduation if you don't get a job in what you do.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, yeah, I've been annoyed quite a lot recently, but that's one of the other things that's annoyed me. That I'm happy that I'm doing sound gorillas and things like that.
Yeah,
but
you've got your own business, Johnny.
Well, you say that, it's not yet. It's getting there. Ah.
I'm moving it close to your face.
Is it not close enough?
Well, no, because you keep turning to look at Joe and then you're turning
away.
Oh, yeah,
but when I do that, see, what I need to do is put it there.
It needs to be sideways.
I just need to just leave the microphone alone.
Okay, maybe stop
put
faffing.
It there. Yeah. No, I mean, like, I'm... Like, Sound Gorillas is at the moment just a website, and we're wanting to make it like a full-on proper thing. But this is the other thing as well, is that people who are interested, who are involved in radio, especially like people that Yalma have met as well, they've said, oh, you can't start an independent production company if you're not contracted with the BBC or something like that.
That sounds like utter bunkum to me.
And I think what I'm trying to get at is you can do it the same way as YouTube has done it.
Yeah.
Like, people on YouTube are getting
Google,
famous and stuff.
Yeah.
And like with Audio Boom, which is kind of YouTube, but for radio.
You're right, Jet. Are you smelling your armpits?
Yeah. I do that.
Sorry, I'm really sorry that I interrupted that, but I just thought people that weren't watching the webcam were really missing out.
The webcam hasn't seen you yet.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm sure it has.
No, I don't think it's... if I try and find it on here, I can see what the webcam does, I think.
Probably still can't really see me.
No, it only sees me a little bit.
That's fine. Do you know what? I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I think it needs to move a little bit.
Well, we can move it later, that's fine.
Get Tom to move it.
Yeah. When Tom...
He said we can move it whenever we wanted to.
But the thing is, we'll move it and then we'll knock it off and then it'll be awful.
I don't know. We'll sort it out.
But no, yeah, I am pretty scared about applying for jobs. The thing is, I don't even know what I want to do. Still don't know what I want to do in my life.
This is the thing that uni does, though. It makes you kind of question everything.
It's not even that. The dream is to be a musician.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember because I was your mentor, wasn't I?
I think it was meant to be Taz, but I don't think she bothered.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's it. Jason was telling us about the people that we were going to mentor and stuff, and he said they was a bit worried that one of them was going to leave because he was more into music.
Oh, that was probably
so.
You then.
And I was trying to figure out which one it was.
I was never going to leave.
By the second year of you guys, I thought I realised it was. But yeah. Yeah, I think the worry was that you were going to leave.
We're all into music, aren't we? I mean,
we
all like music. Tom likes music.
I tolerate
it. He likes about seven songs, but he still likes music.
Yeah, as long as it's the Killers, it's fine.
Killers and the Strokes.
Can I just say, I tuned in, the first time I tuned into Witchwood, the first thing I heard was the Killers. And I was like, well, clearly Tom's the one sorting this out.
I think Hannah...
You were correct to assume. Yeah. No, yeah, it was a combination of me and Hannah. So it was largely...
Killers all day long.
Time.
We always... I don't know if this is rude. I don't think it is. Because we said whether there'd be a Jewish tribute band called Lochheim. Lochheim.
I'm 16th Jewish, so I could...
Can you vouch for the fact that that's okay to say then?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
That's fine to say.
Oh, by the way, I need to find another jingle.
Because... We're really bad at this.
Yeah, well, again, we never said we were professional.
Yeah, if this was a professional outfit, it would be on the dot all the time.
Yeah, well, actually, we don't have the... it's not Tone Radio's fault, but we don't have the resources as Radio 1 does.
That's true.
Tone Radio doesn't have the resources. So, dear anyone else who might be interested in... helping Tone Radio do that, but you've got to help dig deep right now.
Yes,
because we'll mention
that's
that in a minute.
We are raising money for today.
Yes,
but from tomorrow
is that the
you can go
charity?
Back to yes, that's who we are
dig
raising
deep.
Money for. Dig deep. Yes,
cool.
Yes, I'm just trying to
just like I dig myself into a lot of holes doing this podcast. And it's impossible to get out.
I would probably do that.
And that's the point when I get Johnny to normally cut it in a podcast.
I think if and when I go home, I'm going to do like a week.
If and when.
I'm going to do a week's podcast with my mate.
Yeah.
And the last, we did about a 2.5 hour one at Christmas. And an hour of it was me eating.
Brilliant. That sounds great.
And it was just talking about films and arguing about films.
But that sounds like loads
of
fun.
I don't understand the wall in Game of Thrones.
Right.
I don't know what this is.
Okay.
So. Yeah, he was trying to explain it to me. Okay. It's quite funny, but for me, it is. By the way, that's really going to bug me, that left-hand side of the screen, because there's a great song there, Mox to Prove It by the Maccabees, and you're not going to play it.
Can't play it. It's really
for
annoying.
For the next 27 hours, it's going to be there, bugging me.
Just take out the playlist, Johnny.
I could just delete it all. Oh, I don't know. I can't even remember how to use this
anymore.
Don't
press things.
You press the big red cross.
Brilliant.
Okay. In the meantime, though.
Just like George Bush.
I do need
it
to play.
It genuinely sounded like you were about to throw to a song. In the meantime, here's the Maccabees. No, Johnny.
That's not the point. That's not
here
the
we
point.
Go.
Are you Chemical Brothers? Sorry. Superstar DJ, come on.
Yeah. No, I was going to do this. SoundGorillas.co.uk.
SoundGorillas Big Podcast. A 30-hour world record attempt. Hour 4.
By the way.
Ooh, hour 4.
I can't believe we've done 3 hours of waffling.
Yeah.
Because that's literally all we've done.
Also, I'm forgetting to play some of these.
Would any of you like a cup of tea? Ah, never mind. I forgot the kettle. Keep talking.
The Sound Gorillas Big Podcast.
Now, I believe that is Dan State's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think now I've met Shannon. Yeah, I think now I've met her. I met her yesterday. I was like, oh, I'm sure that was the girl that's done the jingles. Tea is a lovely idea, but caffeine.
Yes.
Can't have it. Green tea, fine, but I don't like green tea.
I don't like tea.
It defeats the object of keeping you awake, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because Chris and Jez tried it, I think.
Foolish. Yeah. One of them tried coffee and I got really angry at them.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? You stupid boy. I've got a long list of banned food, banned foods and okay foods.
Yes.
Banned foods and okay foods. As in music bans? Or no?
No.
As in, what? You mean like a band made of food?
No, as in like wordplay.
Yeah, like we were doing earlier.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've already done that, Joe.
Okay.
I was going to say we should mention Dig Deep again.
Yes.
So
I did the last emotional appeal.
Yeah. Shall I do one now?
That was kind of what I was getting at. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to try and find some sad music, but actually I want to be serious.
Yeah,
about
don't
it.
Do that.
So what's happening with Dig Deep is we are raising money for them to help with water and sanitation in rural Kenya. They can't switch on a tap and get water. They have to go far away to get it, and it's quite a dangerous thing to do because, well, obviously they've got to carry it anyway, but it's the whole like what the water is made of, like it's got lots of horribleness in it, and they're not able to get anything that's clean necessarily, and at least with Dig Deep's help they can get cleaner water from a safe place, and it will be just a nice thing for people to have, because they don't have taps like we do. They can't just, if they're dirty or something, they can't just like turn the tap on to wash their feet or whatever, and they have to use whatever they've got. So yes, that's what we're raising money for today and tomorrow, so please do donate to us.
We're only looking for £1,200.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're not even looking for that. Just as much as we can get. So one way you can do that is go to soundgorillas.co.uk/thebigpodcast, and you can find out all of the details, not only of how to hear the latest hour of podcast or whatever we've put up, but all of how to donate and Facebook and stuff like that. So there you go.
Are you going to listen back to any of this podcast?
I probably will,
okay.
I guess. And I'll cringe all the way through.
I'll go, what are you doing? Stop. Shh.
Stop talking
quiet.
About...
Yeah.
Yeah, stop talking about chicken or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we were discussing...
chicken.
Yeah, cooking chicken, but with, like, a beer can or... an iron brew, a can of iron brew in it, so it
okay.
steams the chicken. It's really good.
Oh, right.
Mm. You should try it.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
But we've done the World Food Hour, so that's fine.
Indeed.
Joe, would you like to suggest an overarching title for this hour?
I don't know. Well, what are the titles we've had?
Well, we've had like the World Food Hour and just the I think the first hour was like the soft launch hour.
Okay.
So yeah, it can be things that can inspire discussions and things like that.
I really
do you have
don't
any good
know.
Facts? Do you have any unusual facts to put into fact cock?
Fact cock.
Fact cock.
Yes, fact cock.
Fact cock. Yeah.
Fact cock.
Fact cock.
Why is that a thing?
Because that's the cockerel. When the cockerel is not here right now.
Yeah, you need to track down the cockerel because else the feature fact cock doesn't make a lot of sense.
Indeed. But yeah, he.
Stop laughing!
He is the person, the chicken, the cockerel rather. It's a different thing.
We're not putting iron brew and beer up our fact cock.
No. But yeah, he heralds the fact that we've done a fact.
Yeah. So shall I give another fact now? Would that be a?
I was going to say, fact. Should yeah. we say who's donated?
Oh yeah, do that.
Okay, I need to find it. first,
I thought when you said should we do it, you had it all ready to go.
Well, I say it, but then I'm just looking at it now.
Right. Okay.
And I'm loading it up.
Okay.
But, Tone You're- Radio is legendary for its internet access.
Always so, has been, always
really,
will be.
Yeah. Really poor. This Mac still doesn't work after 3 years.
Yeah,
maybe,
well, no.
Pretty bad.
Although, not dissing the radio station. It's a nice station with nice people. And
who've been extremely kind to let us come and use their facilities.
Indeed, indeed.
Why are you doing it in here and not rap?
Because if we do it in rap, the problem there is if we need to get out in the night, it's getting out, things are locked.
Oh, yeah.
And here you've kind of got everything where it is, and then we're not causing problems for security if we're all kind of in one bit. Plus, if you're selling these pods off, we want to make them stink as much as we can before you yes. sell them, basically.
Yeah, we're the last technically a radio show. Technically not.
We're not a radio show.
But we're the last people to kind of use them.
No, because I'm using them Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
It's the very last Sam and Joe show on Tuesday.
Oh, do you want to give it a plug then?
Yeah, I do. I want people to be here and I want it to be crazy.
Can we Skype in?
Yeah.
Cool.
If you want, yeah.
I've got nothing else to do, so I might as well.
6 o'clock on Tuesday evening is the very last Sam and Joe show. Me and my good friend Sam Clark have been doing it since January 2013. And it's like the 62nd show, 63rd show, something like that. Bearing in mind the summers and Christmases and et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be good. We're going to, the last hour is, because we've played Justin Timberlake every single show.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like an hour of JT.
Amazing. Have you done a montage of your best bits that's going to make each other cry?
Not planned anything.
Okay.
Not planned a thing. That was something that I planned.
Yeah. That's
well, that was something I was going to do.
Yeah.
I've got an idea for Mexican Minute, what we'll
Brilliant.
Go out on. I just need to talk to Sam, but he's gone home this week.
How rude.
Yeah.
I always thought you were missing a trick on your show.
Go on.
And I've told you this, that you didn't do a serial from week to week about a guy called Sam and Joe. Just the day-to-day life of Sam and Joe. A salmon called Joe.
Yeah.
Salmon Joe. Salmon called Joe.
Yeah, salmon Joe.
Salmon Joe.
Salmon Joe.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You should have made it like a weekly serial, a bit like The Archers, but that's, not. About
the thing is, a that's salmon a really good Joe. Idea, but we don't put any effort in. We plan it during the show. He's like, what should we do for Mexican Minute this week? Oh, let's do this for Beddingfield.
But right. If it works for you, then Yabu sucks to everyone else that's telling you you're doing it wrong.
I think if we were being assessed, it's the Sam and Joe thing, brilliant. If it was live broadcast, brilliant.
I thought
but
it was
the fact
be...
is, we get about two listeners every week.
If you
so no
if
point.
You go on to do, I would like you to continue the show after you've finished
I'd love
uni,
to do this,
like, a bit like we kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to at least try Sam and Joe.
That's a good idea.
As a little serial week to week.
Big fan
or every
of
fortnight.
Sam and Joe. I'm going to write on my phone.
Sam and Joe, yeah.
Because I don't remember you telling me
I definitely told you this.
You probably did. I was probably...
Didn't we make a jingle for them that was Sam and Joe?
I think we were on air and we said...
Yeah, we're like, we should do Sam and Joe.
I've got a note on my phone which is ideas for the show, and it's empty at the moment.
I was going to say...
Sam usually does the content, but right. I... like things like that as well.
Was it one of those situations, a bit like WNA, so Zoe would suggest something, like, yeah, 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 it's good, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
WNA. And then we
go on to next thing.
Problem.
I've got the things, by the way.
Oh, brilliant. We were just having some Sam and Joe riff. It's
indeed.
Fine.
Okay,
just
so...
riffing on that.
Here we go. When it works.
Big Podcast isn't just hot air.
We're backing Dig Deep and the Kilimanjaro Climb.
We've also had some lovely people give us some donations. Here's how we say thank you.
Cool, so...
that sounded way more epic.
Were we in Star Trek then?
I really liked it.
Yeah. Okay, so we know who gave the first £20. Do you want to say, or
she wanted to be anonymous, but it was my mum.
Okay,
so thanks, mum and dad, because it was probably from the joint bank account. So thanks,
Lisa Jones.
Yes, that is someone I've worked with.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Sophie
Elliot. Someone I went to school with.
Shout out.
Can you read her message out, because her message
was
really bad.
Actually, I'll read the messages that's come through. So Lisa Jones says, get yourselves plugged in to a coffee machine. Good luck.
Nice idea, but no, because that's awful. Awful idea.
Sophie Elliott says, good luck, Zoe. 30 hours. Wow. I don't even think that... Hang on. I don't even talk that much to my husband. in a good week. Hashtag happy married. Happily married, sorry. Hope it goes well for you both.
Bless.
And then Matt Smith... who I think we have to mention for 5 hours now.
At least.
So, Matt Smith, thank you very much. He says, I still think you're both mad. Good luck and enjoy raising money while sitting in your own grime in a room slowly filling up with farts, which we've already mentioned.
Yeah, closed bum policy. Do you want to update Joe on the closed bum policy?
So
the globe is blum.
Yeah, so there's two things. There's an open bum policy, which we don't have.
Yeah.
Open bum policy is when you need to fart.
Okay.
But what happens
pass
is...
gas.
Yeah.
Come on.
But what happens is that you... because an open bum policy means that you just do it, but you have to tell us that you've done it. But we've got a closed one, so you have to go outside.
I see.
Yeah. If you need to release gas...
I'm okay.
Then it might. All right.
Well, yeah, I hear you.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
it's only for everyone else's...
Pleasant.
I don't know.
Have you gone already? Is this an issue now?
No.
Back on to the Sam and Joe stuff.
Yes. Sorry. Back to Joe Buckingham.
It's really funny because I recently turned 21 and I went for a nice family meal with my grandparents, my dad came down, my uncle, and three friends here, including Kate.
Where did you go?
The Mayflower Chinese.
Ooh.
Near Boston Tea Party in Charlton. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have Boston Tea Party when we were here.
It's pretty retro.
Yeah.
It's nice.
They're opening one in Plymouth soon and I'm excited.
Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, basically, my uncle was like, so what's your show then? The Adam and Joe show? As in the Channel 4 comedy that lasted for what? A year or, thing.
No, it was
like
a very
series.
Long time, yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't really know much about it anyway. But, no, I was
Remember,
like, no, that was on Channel 4.
Oh, people are chatting on.
It's all right, it's
there was an end
donut.
Bit.
Yes.
You're a donut. It's National Donut Day, by the way.
Is it?
It genuinely is, yeah.
Cool. I might bring some in.
I was going to say, actually, I know we can't have donuts, can we?
Not
so
really.
That's,
you can maybe have one, but we'll see.
Yes, indeed. So, although, if you've got some donuts you'd like to give away...
Johnny, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why are you passing me notes when you can just ask for some paper?
Because I didn't want to have to do it when Joe was in the middle of things.
It's fine. We've already interrupted him.
Okay.
So, right.
I don't mind.
No. Carry on about...
That was it. That was honestly it. It wasn't that
it
good.
It was that
story.
You went somewhere for dinner?
No. And my uncle said, is it the Adam and Joe show?
Yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
I said, no, I'm not on Channel 4.
There you go.
If Thank only
you.
I was.
Yes.
That was pretty much it.
Okay. That was a good story.
Yeah,
I guess
Don't
so.
Put yourself down.
That's the problem. I don't have many good stories because Sam does that. That's him. That he's the content man. I just do the music.
Yeah.
That's it. That's our show. But we're going to be very hyper on Tuesday. That's the end of my plug. There you go. So come along if you want.
Come along.
We want loads of people.
You're right, Johnny.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out where we should go now. Should we? we could have like a feature of some sort.
We agreed this morning that if someone donated up to the value of $3,000, we would just leave. We'll just go.
Yeah.
If someone donates $3,000, we're
going. Shall I just help you out?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I don't have that sort of money.
No, I was going to say, if I had the money, I would have donated it myself.
Yeah.
To get us out of this awful bind. I hope people don't think I'm being serious when I'm saying, I mean, it is stupid and I do think it's stupid, but I am tolerating it. I hope people don't think I'm being an awful person.
About what?
About this situation.
Oh, okay.
Because all I seem to do is man can moan about it, and I don't mean it.
Yeah, no, that's the same here as well. It's okay. Like, well, I suppose it was the same when we go on about like not getting internet. I mean, it's the same thing, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much every single radio show I've done. I've just moaned. That's it. All I
but
do
that's
is
your
moan.
Shtick.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I
it.
Talk
that's
about
my life.
Generally my radio shoes are shoes. My radio shoes are off. My radio shows are generally about stuff I can't discuss pre-watershed,
do
which
you
is
wear
the real
special
thing.
Shoes for the radio.
Don't talk about my special happens. Shoes like that.
Lucky shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any lucky bits of clothing at all?
Bits of clothing, no, but I have silly little items that I have.
No such thing as a silly little lucky item.
Well, so for Sam's IPP, which Independent Production Project this year, he did a radio comedy panel show called After the Tone, which Johnny helps write.
Yeah, it was
thing.
Really good.
I really wanted to come and
he
was
did well as
I
well. He got a 2-1 for it. So.
Great.
Well done. And and basically I was on the panel as a guest on Tom's team.
Right.
He was team captain. And I took my lucky tea bag in.
Can you explain the origin of this lucky tea bag?
There is no real origin. I just, I thought it'd be funny. Right. And I just like tea, obviously.
Right.
So I love tea.
Ah, what is your favourite kind of tea?
Well, I don't really have a favourite kind of tea. Right now I'm on Assam tea,
ooh,
which is fair
that's
trade.
Really fancy. Mm.
Well, it's not. Well, I didn't buy it. my housemate's friend came round maybe before Christmas and he just left it here and it doesn't expire till July. So
fair
I'm
enough.
Just using the tea bag.
That's what students do, you
that's
know.
That's it.
I quite like rose tea. A company used to do like a rose garden tea, but they didn't do it anymore and it's gutting. Because it was really, like, it wasn't too floral. Because, like, you know, some flavoured, I can't believe it's flavoured tea chat now.
Some this of them is smell, this is the hour.
Yeah.
Tea
it's
hour.
It's tea hour, yeah.
Tea hour.
British
go.
Hour.
I've come up with it.
Like, some of them all smell really nice, but taste like pond water.
Right.
This one, great. Really nice. And you could have it with milk and stuff, and I was very fond of that.
For my dad's 50th birthday, we went to London to the Waldorf Hilton. No. So the Waldorf Inn or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was very posh. One of the basically just the level down from the Ritz. And
just the one little step down from the Ritz.
Pretty much, yeah. It cost my dad £50 a head and there was like 8 of us.
Uh-huh.
It cost him quite a lot of money. But yeah, there was loads of this stupid tea, like flavoured tea.
We're having tea chat, Tom.
What are you moaning about now?
Basically, there's just all these kinds of tea, and there's like, they were red and cherry, and it was like,
yeah.
I told them to take it back and put a bag in it.
Maybe, you know, maybe this is a little warm up to Tom Clark versus the world. It's Joe Buckingham versus tea.
We can do this, Joe. Me and you versus the world.
That's basically
you set the world to rights.
Our friendship, mine and Tom's, is basically just us against everything.
That's fine.
When we were on Witchwood FM last week, we just spent the entire 2 hours moaning, pretty much.
And then the odd comment from Stephen.
Yeah, made for a good program though.
Yeah. It was maybe the best out of our.
You all right, Tom?
I'm great.
Good.
You is this the PlayStation?
That, well, that, I mean,
I mean, that's not a PlayStation.
No,
that's
how
television.
Much sleep have you had, Jeff?
That's a television.
Thank you.
The PlayStation and the Guitar Hero guitar are here.
Right, wonderful.
I'm so happy.
To set them up.
I'm so happy.
While you're on air.
That's fine.
Which is going to be pretty funny.
Is it the
we're
one
not
with slow ride
it's
on
fine.
It?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's my favourite
it's
one.
Got When You Were Young on it and Reptilia.
Of course it's got a killer Rage song
Machine
on it.
Rage Against the Machine.
Great. Yeah.
Through the Fire and Flames.
Oh,
Joe.
My God. I'll try that on...
Expert.
No, we'll do that at like 27 hours in. It's like, I can't do anything anymore.
Tom, I actually have mine. It's the PlayStation 2 one, though. It's both the guitars.
Helps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have both the guitars and Guitar Hero 3 with it.
Oh, my God. What do you... Oh, you've got Guitar Hero 3, so you'll know all the songs. That's good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're prepared for this moment.
So, right, I'm rubbish.
I'd love to go into Johnny's house because I'd imagine...
I've been in it.
I'd imagine it's like a wonderland of...
He lives
stuff.
On top of a chemist.
Yeah.
No. He lives on top of a chemist, and I got dropped there by
A dropped?
I got a taxi to his house, and the taxi driver was like, "Yeah, but where's his house?" I was like, "I don't know. Might be up there."
I mean, Dan State lives with McDonald's, and these things happen.
Yeah. But no, your house is charming. I would say.
It's probably got a lot of things in it.
That's what
it's got a lot of things packed into a small space, but that's not to do it a disservice.
Yeah, that's
You've got an exceedingly comfy sofa to sleep on.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, we're worried because the sofa's kind of broken.
Yeah, it was collapsing a bit, but I deliberately like stuffed more stuff on top
works.
Of that, so it was fine.
It's a nice sofa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sofa chat.
Yeah.
Sofa chat.
What colour's your sofa?
At home here, they're leather black,
ooh.
But bad leather.
Right, cracked old leather.
Basically, we got them dropped off at ours randomly by two men, because people
have
just come in.
That there's not anything stashed in the sofas, or
No. I mean, they're maintenance men.
Oh, okay.
Property.
I mean, you did make it sound really suspicious.
Yeah. And basically, we had two sofas beforehand, and they're just in our garden now. Along with a broken fence and a bike that's not been used.
Oh, I'll take that off your hands. I won't be able to do anything with it, but I will take it off your hands.
It's the worst thing. No, but we've got like two leather black sofas and then one like half thing.
Yeah.
Just like that you sit on. I don't know what you call it. Puffet, maybe.
A poof.
I've heard it as a poof and a puffet.
Poof.
I used to call it a puffy, and I was like, it's definitely not that.
I think
we call it a puff now.
Yeah.
Poof.
Yeah.
Poof chat.
Poof. Indeed. Very interesting. I'm sure everyone who's listening to this will absolutely love it.
What's happening?
You've run out.
No, it's fine.
I've got a story about the sun, if you want someone who's selling parts of the sun. If you want to have a...
Oh, sorry. No, I thought we were
going to... The sun as in the star, or the sun as in the actual sun.
Congratulations on correctly naming it as a star, by the way.
Yeah.
No. Oh, moon or planet we should have played.
Moon or... I've got the original moon or planet questions, weirdly enough. Basically, Johnny didn't understand the difference between a moon and a planet, so we played moon or planet when I had to
Well, planets
make him
have
guess.
Moons as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So I made him guess whether it was a moon or a planet, and it was not successful at all.
Shall I tell you about this?
Galaxies come into it?
No, that was too highbrow for That's too much.
I can do this, or I can wait for a minute.
I mean, we might as well do it.
Okay.
You know, because with a 30-hour podcast, there's no waiting, really.
Okay, so this is from metro.co.uk, and apparently the property market is getting out of hand... out of this world recently, and one woman has tried to take advantage of this situation by selling plots of land on the sun.
Right. Is this like when people sell stars?
I think so. Or it's like when you... like some people have bought parts of the moon, haven't they, or something?
Yeah, like you can buy an acre of land on the moon, but you don't really own it because you can't.
Yeah.
You've got a very loud beard, Joe.
It's not really a beard. I hate...
Fine then, you have a very loud face.
I hate facial hair. It's itching. I'll just have a shave later.
I was going to say that the sun, apparently the online auction house blocked Mrs. Duran, who's the person who's selling the...
Duran?
Yeah.
Duran.
I'll do Randy. Da, 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 da. Hungry like a wolf.
Reflex. Duran Duran are amazing.
They are great.
I wish we could play some Duran Duran.
We're sorry, we can't.
Are you just a Duran Duran melody?
I can be if you want. I can just
or medley, rather.
I thought that was what you meant, but I wasn't quite
medley,
sure.
Yeah. Apparently, she's selling plots of the sun for £73.
that's really cheap. I'd buy a bit of the Sun, even if I wasn't actually buying a bit of the Sun for 73p.
But if that's the case, though, if somebody got skin cancer, could they not sue you for...
Depends which bit of the Sun it came from.
Can you put shares in to the Sun? Is that an actual...
Put it this way, I would rather buy a bit of the Sun than buy the Sun, the newspaper.
Yes.
Also, as you were reading that, I'm trying to buy some internet. How depressing does that sound?
Buy some internet?
Buy some internet. Buy entrance to
I've
the
got
cloud.
Some shrapnel if you need it.
No, you can just... I get 3 hours on each of mine.
Yeah, well, actually, I might set up a new account then. But, because it's... And I clicked on it. It's like, welcome back to the cloud, Zoe. Use of the cloud service at this and our other hotspots requires you to update your... I was like, am I... No, it does say hotspots. It's meant to be hotspots, but it's hotspots.
Mm, maybe the Mac corrected it. Like they do sometimes.
Maybe. I'm going to have a bit of my peanut bar.
I've never really had a hot pot.
No?
There's this misconception.
You're northern!
Well, this is the thing. There's this misconception that we all eat hot pots and pies. We don't. We eat the same things, but with a bit more gravy. That's pretty much it.
I don't think I've ever eaten a hot pot, but it's because I don't
they have
like,
it in Corrie,
I don't like things like shepherd's pie or what's the other one that's like shepherd's pie but not
lasagna.
No, that's pasta. Shepherd's cottage pie. I've not had cottage pie either.
Shepherd's is better.
There's another one, but I can't remember what it's called, but it's got like it's like the mashed potato on the top has got an extra something on top of it, like some breadcrumbs or something.
Are you not thinking of fish pie?
No.
Because my mum's fish pie is great. Oh, I love me a toad in the hole.
I know how to make those. I'm really good at making the...
That's basically, if I somehow make a toad in the hole, my life will be fulfilled.
I'm just going to shine it for some internet. I'll be back. I'm literally here, but I'm eating as well. It's very awkward to eat whilst doing a podcast.
It's awkward to do everything.
It's awkward to do a 30-hour podcast.
You know, like when you can normally just go to a song and then look for something and then all that kind of stuff. This is the problem I'm having because the screen's quite far away, and
it's
I can try
that
and
far away.
Well, it's because I've my dyslexia thing. It's part of dyslexia.
Yeah.
There's like this stuff that this I can't remember what it's called, but it's when...
Are you guys going to swap around? Are you going to check?
White,
or?
No.
Okay.
The white
background. Sorry, Johnny. I'm going to be driving the desk at any point.
Yeah. No, the white
background.
Yeah, exactly. That is what I've been... I'm the token female. It's fine.
White background doesn't work very well with my eyes.
Right.
So, because the white background's too overpowering over the black. So, the black writing. So, I need to be closer to see it.
Oh, fair enough.
So, I need to be, like, there to see it properly. And push that up, actually. No, that doesn't push up.
Completely.
Yeah? So that's what it is, anyway. There's a screwdriver. Screwdriver here.
Screwdrivers can always come in handy. I had to use one for my guitar the other day.
Tell us all about that.
Yeah, tell us about...
All right. I just changed the... Change of battery, I mean. Well, no, actually, I screwed... What? No. I unscrewed a bit of the guitar, but then it turns out I didn't need to do it. And I literally just needed to change the battery, so that was fun. But yeah, that was it.
Is yours an electroacoustic guitar then?
Yeah.
That would explain why you had to change a battery in it. Because
yeah.
I was like, well, surely you don't have to do that.
No.
But you do.
Usually don't. I have... electroacoustic and electric and classical at home.
Wonderful.
Actually, no, I have four. So I bought one.
You're just showing off now.
It's quite good. Yeah.
You're right, Johnny. You sounded exasperated, and I can't see you over this.
Oh no, I'm fine. I'm having cold problems.
Oh.
But also as well, I've made a running order now.
Oh, good. Only 4 hours in.
Yeah, I know. Hey, it's progress. Work in progress, rather. So, I'll let you have a look at this in a minute, actually, if you guys are good with it. But
I got some more free Wi-Fi.
Yay!
Right.
There you go. That's what it says.
Oh, thank you. This is the most professional running.
Sorry,
order
but in terms of first world
talk
problems,
about dog deep.
This is really dog. Did you just call it dog deep?
Oh God, dig deep. That's
not that thing,
no,
my friend.
No.
Dog deep. Cool. That looks alright. Yeah. That's hour by hour.
Good. Have you seen that as well, yeah?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll leave it there for you to ponder over.
Thanks very much.
Yay.
I wanted to say, though...
That's fine.
So you'll be in the Guinness Book of World Records, then?
Well,
hopefully.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Mm. Why hopefully? Or...
Huh?
Why hopefully?
Well, the thing is, I sent off... So this is a story of how I got in touch with the world records people. Okay. So I went online, had a look about it, I tried to see if there was already an existing podcast that was the world's longest podcast, and there wasn't. So I contacted them back in January, sent an email out, and it said, well, that things processed because it's the free one. They process it within a certain, like, I think it's like 12 weeks or whatever. But the 12 weeks happened, I've not had anything from them. Also, I've sent them a follow-up message as well, and they've not replied. But again, I'd imagine that it would take 12 weeks for them to look at that. So, from what I gather, though, is that even if this situation doesn't necessarily work out, we've got all of the proof that we've been here live to do it, mm-hmm. And that we've not gone away, and that we've kept to anything that might... So that we've not done anything that might make it look like that we've not been here.
Do you mean
whatever.
Invalidate
yeah.
our claim?
Yeah, so...
I said that like I was on Judge Rinder.
Yeah. So if they don't get
What's
in touch...
What's the deal with that show?
Oh, I love it. It's amazing.
I can't cope with them.
I like that, yeah. We were watching loads of the trashy stuff last night.
Yeah, it's all we watched.
Mystery Diners.
Yeah, Mystery Diners is great. Oh,
it is. It's when there's a man and he's got
loads
of cameras.
That's a great stuff. That sounds like one of Small Synopses.
Yeah.
It's a thing about a man and then other things happen.
How do you do that with films though, with certain films?
Yeah.
Yeah, a man with some cameras and he stakes out the restaurant that they're being called to just to make sure that none of the employees or whatever are stealing or... being naughties or whatever. And it's just a program about that. And then at the end, it's like the owner is watching their staff doing bad things, and then they all and the guys there are like, I can't believe this, I gotta go in there now and stop it. And then he goes, yeah you go in there, and then they normally walk out, pull in the people who are responsible for the being naughty, and then they'll just like say you're fired and you're all right and sorry. That's literally all it is.
Yeah I
but it's like it's scripted reality, so we're pretty sure that none of them actually work there. Like it's that's disgusting, Johnny.
I turned my mic down.
It doesn't matter, I can still hear you.
Sorry,
we can still hear it. Sensitive microphone.
It's very sensitive. Yeah. But yeah, so you know how with scripted reality you get things like your Geordie Shore and stuff?
Yeah.
This very much felt like that, in that clearly these people had never worked a day in retail. And so on and so forth.
Yeah. Mm. You know, Steven's coming in later, isn't he?
He's
been banging on about Thunderbirds.
I imagine we'll have a Thunderbirds hour.
Probably will.
Indeed.
Probably will. I watched it. Because for research for our live broadcast show, I think one day with him maybe as well, and I thought it was pretty bad.
Is it the remake? The remake's not very good.
I was purposely annoying him by asking him where all the strings are and stuff like that. being that annoying kid in
You're
the corner
mean.
Goes, what are they doing now? Where are they going? What's that? Things like that. I just thought it was really funny, but no, I don't really watch trashy TV. I just can't.
Excuse me. Judge Rinder is a good example of it. And also, I say Jeremy Kyle, but actually that's kind of a bit old now.
It's pretty old.
I think he's been going on.
He's also an awful human.
10-year anniversary.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Mm.
This year. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing stuff. Mm. I got into that Newsoids.
No, I didn't see any of that. I had to, crikey. I had some friends who actually worked on Newsoids.
Wow.
I mean, I don't have a job, but they're doing great. I'm very fond of all of them. I know that doesn't sit. Oh, God.
awkward.
Oh, really awkward, yeah. But I heard really good things about it. So.
It's okay. The jokes were kind of predictable, mm-hmm. but I think that was the whole point, you know?
Yeah.
So it was Farage going up on stage with a pint.
But it's kind of the new version of Spitting Image, isn't it?
So. Yeah, pretty much. Just faster and quicker.
Yeah.
Like it should be in this day and age.
Absolutely, because it's all that people can do, you know, as well.
That's it. That's pretty much it. Cool.
I've lost count on what hour we're on.
We're in hour four.
Okay, so Oh, someone's messaged me.
Oh, Johnny, why am I shouting at you? Leave your phone on, I don't mind.
Okay.
Who is it? Is anyone exciting?
Robin Smith.
What's Robin Smith saying?
Hang on.
Sorry, guys, okay. Can't come to the podcast.
Right, so Robin says, let's see what he says. He says he's tried to call me, but he couldn't reach me.
Oh, I mean, you are doing
Yelmer.
A podcast.
No, hang on. No. Oh, sorry.
Is that Yelmer's from yesterday?
Yelmer's from yesterday. That's weird. Okay, what Robin said. Providing that we assume that it's readable.
Just edit
probably
it.
Probably won't be, will
it's
it?
Fine.
Probably won't be.
Oh, he said, I'm listening and loving it. I like how it's gone from...
Oh, Robin, I'm sorry that I slagged you off about radio comedy. We're friends now.
He said, I love it how...
I agree with you, Robin.
I love it how I've gone from he's my hero to he works on a service station.
That's your fault, Joe.
There's nothing wrong with service stations.
But can I just say, round
providers.
Of applause for somebody actually listening to the podcast. Yay!
Yay!
That does actually mean we're broadcasting as well, so that's good to know.
Yes, that is a good thing.
You should probably check the feed.
Well, I'm sure Robin will tell us if...
Yeah. It's come off.
So...
Earlier, this will probably sound really bad, but I was going to do an impression of Yelmer.
Oh,
you can do that, that's fine.
Throughout the 3 years, I've basically been trying to master impressions of everyone that I know in radio.
Right.
All, not you.
Have
two.
You got. Oh.
No.
You can't say that. I've been trying to do everyone, but not you.
I could probably tempt Zoe.
Okay.
Right.
Say a sentence. I was trying to tempt Izzy last night. Okay. Izzy's quite difficult.
What's the sort of thing. Okay, here's the sort of thing I would say. I just don't understand why that would happen.
I just don't understand why that would happen.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
That was first attempt, though.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So give me another year.
Yeah,
I'll be good.
We'll come back in a year. We'll do this again.
Stephen only just found out the other day that me and Sam have been working on an impression of him for the last 2.5 years, and basically we've mastered it. We've completely mastered it now,
right.
And it's scary.
Right? Are you gonna do it, or do you want to wait until?
I can do it if you want me to.
Oh, okay.
Hello. I don't know what to say. He's amazing.
He
comes
he really
in,
is.
He'll come in and he'll say, "Have you guys heard the news?" And you know, there'll be like, I don't know, a big flood in Long Levens or something.
Uh-huh.
And
that's where Johnny lives.
First thing that came into my head. He'll come in and go, "Have you guys heard the news? What about the flood in Long Levens?"
Yeah.
And he'll go, "No, there's a new trailer for Thunderbirds that's come out." That's basically it. He's an absolute hero.
Yeah, Stephen is. Stephen, as we mentioned, he used to be on our course. Now he's on your course, which you're finishing.
Yeah.
Stephen. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And
wait, I'm confused.
He was on all of our courses. The course that we finished now, and then they're finishing.
We've all done radio.
Sorry, I was really confused. I thought you meant like he'd started with us, and I was like, I don't remember him being there.
No,
right,
no.
Thank you.
No, that was Nicholas Metcalf. nobody remembers him.
Clearly you do.
Yeah. It's because I saw it on Facebook the other day. It was like going through it, and I saw...
Who's that?
Good question. Don't know.
Yeah, he was on our course, and he finished to do something else.
Cool.
I think.
I don't know if I ever met him.
I heard someone switch to... Creative writing.
Oh, that's Neil. Who's all over the posters.
Yeah. Yeah, no one knows who that man
thing.
Is. Yeah. No one knows
Nicole's
that man.
Nicole's in the background, though.
Yeah.
I said to Tom yesterday that it looks like a mix between Tom and Alex Jones.
Not quite sure.
What was that, a mouse? I mean,
not quite sure what that noise was.
That's going to be one of the outtakes.
That was like,
one of the pinnacles of the podcast there. Zoe just going.
Just in the side of them, except for dogs and bats.
Brilliant.
I was going to say, there's... so what's your Yelmer impression then?
Oh, God. What would he say? I can't just do it off the top of my head.
He's normally quite stressed.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe when he was directing it, it's like, can you do that again? I don't know. You're better friends with him than I am.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I'd say do that again or
do it again. That's a song, but I don't know what song it is. I think it's probably called
Chemical
Do It Again.
Brothers Do It
Thank
Again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Come on, a Chemical. We're really promoting Chemical Brothers today.
I think.
Is it?
Wow.
Is this some sort of talent of yours? I'm not saying that you're not
I'm basically a walking, talking encyclopedia of the last 15 years
okay,
of music.
Okay, that's really impressive.
This is the thing, right? Actually, this would have been a good game. Challenge us both on years of songs, because...
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it now.
Actually, yeah, look, if you... Well, we can do it. We can do it in the next hour if you want.
Yeah, let's do that.
If you can get internet on there, look for the...
there's internet.
Look for the... go on officialcharts.com or whatever, and then just like test this of songs or whatever.
Well, if it's the official charts now, we know what year that'd be, so that wouldn't work.
Yeah, because I know...
No, but they have the official charts company...
They've got
an archive, yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially. That's cool.
What would Yama say? Yama would say... in fact, he texted me, didn't he? That text
he
I read before.
That,
oh, yeah. That was why it all happened.
Yeah, it was, hi, mate.
Wait, stop. Let him read it out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The last one.
That makes sense. Cool. Don't scroll back any further, because you don't know what you'll find.
The last one? Okay.
Hi, mate. Tried to call you, but couldn't reach you, unfortunately.
That's pretty bad.
It's kind of Dutch Beach, Birmingham.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I mean, I live with a Brummie.
Yeah.
So... doesn't really
you almost did it right there.
Oh no, it's Dutch crossed with South African crossed with Brummie.
Yeah,
South African.
Hi mate, thought to call you.
Brown bread, what bread?
Where the hell is Zoe Fell?
Yeah, that we'll do that later. That's fine.
wasn't that Dan Stace's idea?
It was, yeah. But Zoe Fell is not very well. Was fully ours. I'm sure no one else would want to take credit for that, to be fair. Do you want one of my fact cocks?
Yes, please. I might even be able to
fact
get...
Fact cocks, yes.
A cockerel to...
One of my fact cocks.
To doodle.
I love your...
How weird. I've got two potato facts and I didn't even click that I had two facts about potatoes.
Small potato.
Oh my God, the potatoes.
We're talking about
me.
Kids TV shows earlier and there's one called Small Potatoes.
I didn't know this.
Wow.
Yeah. It sounds great.
How old
great.
Is that? May I ask?
It's new.
We'll Google it in a bit, Joe. Do you want my two potato facts?
Yes, please.
The average potato has lost 100% of its vitamin A since 1951.
Hmm.
Crikey.
Exactly, Joe. And also...
That's a fact.
This kind of weirded me out, but makes sense if you think about it. If you cut a potato into pieces and bury them separately, each piece will grow into a new potato. A bit like worms.
That is an interesting...
That's an actual fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. You're welcome, world.
Johnny's trying to look for things.
Are you looking
here?
For some facts?
I'm trying to find where the cockerel.
Oh, yeah, we have a cockerel that comes along, which means that fact cock makes more sense.
Yeah,
I've googled small potatoes.
Yay!
2011. There we go.
I can't get any internet on my laptop.
Oh
my
gosh.
I can only get it on my pad. Which is weird.
Apparently episode 26 was called Potato Love, and I'm not going to look at that because that could be literally anything.
That does sound, yeah.
What am I saying?
I don't know.
That wasn't a sentence.
It's fine. That's basically what I've been doing all
week. What are your guys' favourite children's TV shows is what I was going to ask.
We didn't discuss favourite ones, did we? We kind of talked about
ones
that we'd seen.
Just from your generation?
Not even necessarily my generation.
Your time as a
our
child.
Time. Not that much child. Older than you, Joe. I really like Horrible Histories. I think it's great.
Mega love.
Yeah.
Really great. I've also got some of the DVDs because I'm fun. I really liked Raven.
Oh, not the challenge.
Not
begin.
Thank you. Not that so Raven because she annoyed me, but Raven. I think it was because I had a bit of a crush on the guy.
I'm not kidding. Me and Sam, my good friend who I did the show with, we watched Raven in the radio room earlier in the year, and you know,
I'm really
what
glad
YouTube
I wasn't
does.
Invited to this little party.
This was amazing. You're probably at work.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know what YouTube does, and it comes up with stuff that you've watched on that computer when you next log on. So I logged on, and it was. About 10 episodes of Raven just lined up for me. I absolutely love it because he uses the names of these kids and they're not the real names. They're probably called Colin or something, but they're like, Mordor, you are the way of the warrior.
That's like a really good impression of him as well.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Dreamscape and Rumpledeepump. Raven was great.
Fact cock. I'll probably call one of them.
There you go, there's the fact cock.
He's here.
Hurrah, he's
Let
late.
The facts begin.
Yeah, exactly.
Raven's amazing.
Yeah,
what about you, Johnny, anyway?
Raven was great.
Children's TV show.
Because you're a little bit old. Well, you're old.
I am an oldie. I think the best...
Oldies are the best.
Still the best one, though, that I can think of is Thomas Tank Engine. That was all the way through my childhood, and I had
Ringo Starr
all the toys.
Narrating that as a genius.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as I can't remember his name now. The guy that narrates in the Night Garden.
Derek Jacobi.
Jacobi, yeah.
Yeah.
Jacobi? What is it with people and pronunciation today?
I don't know. Jacobi. I always spells it, innit? Jacko.
It's got a K in it.
Jack.
But it's Derek. Do I mean Derek?
Derek. I thought of Derek. I don't know why he'd present in the Night Garden. Narrate it.
No, it's Derek Jacobi. That's how you say his name.
Okay.
I think Ringo Starr started narrating that before he went crazy, basically. Because if you see him, he was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did like this speech where, and he said peace and love every other word.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Peace and love. One of my all-time favourite...
It's a good message to spread.
Yeah, but we get it. We get it, Ringo. One of my all-time favourite videos is something that Chris Moyles really enjoyed, and that's how I know about it, from listening to his show. And it's just when he gets loads of fan mail, and he can't cope with it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, no more fan mail. No more peace and love. I'm telling you. After June the 12th, none of them... No, it's October, isn't it? After October the 1st, no more fan mail will be read or signed or delivered. I'm yours. And sealed. And no more. Peace and love. I'm leaving. I've got lots to do.
Like, what does Ringo Starr do now?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I think he still writes
rude,
songs,
Ringo.
But they're terrible.
Wait, yeah. The best way of doing it is when you have this going on.
I can't hear it.
Just put some headphones. I don't know if you're plugging.
So now you have to say peace and love.
Stop it a second. Right, plug those headphones in because this will be a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
If Joe can actually hear what's going on.
I don't mind. Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about yourselves, I'm just going
to... That's right.
Okay, I'm going to do that then.
Fun.
I was going to say, so what we want to do is have Ringo Starr, you doing Ringo Starr with the Thomas Tank Engine voice.
Let's do it. With the Thomas Tank Engine voice?
The bed. Thomas Tank Engine. Yeah.
Do you mind plugging it into the port?
It sounded like you said thank you, darling, and I was like, oh, that's nice. And I'm like, no, he said Johnny.
Cheers, thank you.
Just hearing things now.
That doesn't work.
Does it not?
Good.
Oh, no. If you've got a bed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Is it really
turn
quiet?
It up? Yeah. That's better. Right. I was only coming for a 1 ear, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
That helps, doesn't it? Always helps.
Sorry, we will talk technical, by the way. It's because
we've got no other opportunity to do it.
Yeah. Okay, so this...
Oh. 50 Cent. I'm in the club. I'm full of fun. I'm out of what you need.
Please don't continue too far with that song.
What do you want me to do?
Either do the peace and love thing or just make your own Thomas the Tank Engine up.
Thomas, no more fan mail. Thomas, we've had enough. Peace and love. Thomas, stop mailing me. That's a really bad Ringo Starr impression.
I could do. Mine would just be really offensive.
After October the 2nd, I will have no more fan mail to sign or seal.
Or deliver.
Yeah. As the great Stevie Wonder once said.
I'm yours.
Peace and love. I'm going to read things off the wall and say peace and love with them. The webcam is now live.
Wait. Do our contact details. Get Ringo Starr doing our contact details.
Peace and love. studio@toneradio.co.uk to email in with peace and love. Text tone peace and love. The message to be peace and love to 60300 peace and love. Facebook. Facebook is for peace and love, as well as Twitter. Facebook.com/Tone Radio peace and love, love and peace. Twitter, tweet. Tweet with your peace and love at Tone Radio. And the website with peace and love on online, on the internet. Peace and love. Toneradio.co.uk, peace and love. Tone Radio.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Yeah. Happened, not going to lie.
I really enjoyed that. I thought that was great.
Cool. I'm hoping we have more hours like this, especially in the evening.
Oh, I imagine by like 4 a.m. Dan Slate's bringing Cards Against Humanity.
Oh.
I'm so excited, wow. Which is why we're only playing it in the night, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yes. Good. He's still not here yet, and he should have been here.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Okay.
We said this was going to be a very fluid thing.
Yes. I suppose it would be right. Sorry, we've still got the Thomas music.
I'm quite enjoying it.
It's fine. Yeah,
it's this is the cheery.
Full, it's the full version as well.
Loads of songs have been mixed up, haven't they?
Yeah.
Killing in the name of. Although the only one I think of is 50 Cent, because everyone knows it.
Yeah, that one. I've got all of the TV themes. However, I've got a funny feeling that when Stephen gets here, that'll be one of those situations where every TV theme will end up being played.
I really like that show. However, I didn't like the new series where Thomas was dolphin narrated by Ringo.
Is Dan Aishford getting it? Sorry, I didn't mean to just go, that was lovely, Joe, anyway.
I think it might be two.
Right, okay. I'm very excited to see Dan Aishford. I'm not going to lie.
Is it the ledge?
Yeah.
We need to figure out. We can do this on air because it's. I suppose it works. Do you want that bit of paper off the wall?
No, it's fine. Okay. I mean, it would make life a lot easier, but it's fine.
Okay, should I get it?
No, okay. It's fine.
Right, we should go and figure out what games we're going to have when. And I know this is a slightly on air thing, but
everything's on air, Johnny.
But then our listener will know then when things are happening. So. What we have got through, I'm just getting all of the information of what we have for today.
But you're just hearing me do some very loud typing at the moment. It's very good radio. Sorry, not radio, podcast.
Yeah.
Can I just say, right, it's really nice but really weird to be in the same room as you doing radio. We've not done this for months.
Because a lot of the time I'm not looking.
That was an email from Yelma.
Yeah.
Hello. That's my Yelma. Hello.
Oh, it kicked me out. It didn't like me.
It's like, hello, mate. Like that.
Hello, mate. What advert is that? Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
Oh, no. Or is that phone jacker?
Phone jacker? Liquidy turf.
I don't
know. That's what it is, isn't it? Legends.
Johnny, say some words. Not very
sorry,
fast at all.
So,
it keeps kicking me out of the webmail. That's exciting.
Oh, does it not like you?
No. I can get in, but then I'm straight back out again. And I can see there's an email from Yelma and it's upsetting me.
There was a message from Dan Stake that came through somewhere. Oh, no, it was just... him and Sharon.
Shannon.
Sorry, I didn't read it
Sharon?
Properly.
Sharon.
That they like it. And I think I'm about to sneeze. Sorry, excuse me, world.
Can you sneeze into your elbow, please?
I sneeze into my thing instead.
You don't want me to sneeze on
what
there.
Did he sneeze into?
Into my shirt.
Have you ever heard Yelma sneeze?
No.
It's incredible.
Have you ever heard me sneeze?
No.
It's like this.
It's incredible.
Right. You and Yelma need a sneeze.
But mine is...
like that.
That's what mine is. That's what mine is. I was on the phone to Sam yesterday.
That sounds that bit out of... What does the fox say?
Really? Yeah. That's true. It does. I was on the phone to Sam yesterday and he loves my sneeze.
Right.
He thinks it's the funniest thing ever. Basically, I sneezed 3 times on the phone to him.
Right.
And he loves it. He goes, hoi!
Definitely sounds like that bit out of Ilvis.
Yeah, that's what I do.
If you have a weird sneeze at home, anyone, feel free to get in touch with us in the studio.
With peace and love.
Peace and love.
Oh my goodness.
No, he's got a Liverpool accent, hasn't he? So it's like that.
It's not too much like that.
But then he goes like this all the time. Like this.
Okay.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
You should have an accent hour. I once presented my show in... half of it was in an Australian accent, and then the other half was in a Birmingham accent.
Wow, okay. So that was funny. That was a challenge Joe
that week. Yeah.
Right. I miss really difficult. I miss Brummy accents, because they make me think of Matt and Phil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I miss them.
Right.
They're pretty cool.
They're great.
Hang on. That's not the right hour. That is the right hour. Do you know what time it is?
Oh, my goodness.
It is 1 o'clock.
Nearly.
Nearly 1 o'clock.
Nearly.
It will be after this.
Yeah, nearly there.
After this.
Nearly there.
Soundgorillas.co.uk.
Soundgorillas Big Podcast. A 30-hour world record attempt.